Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're starting at the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, second line from the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let's look to Mishnah. Now we're talking about carrying on Yontif. Beishami Amrim Ein Moitzim Lo Yisakotin Belo Yisalula Belo Yis Sefer Torah L'Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to go and carry a child, a lulav, a sefer Torah. In other words, you're not allowed to carry anything in Rishus HaRabim, except for anything related to Oichel Nefesh. Ubeisil Matir, Beisil is Matir. We'll see Migmara shortly. There'll be two reasons for why Beisil holds it's Mutter and why Beishami holds it's Aser. On the surface, there doesn't seem to be any Heter, unless you hold there's no din of carrying on Yontif. If you hold that Yontif is just like Shabbos and you're now allowed to carry, then why does Beisil say allowed to carry these things, the cotton, lulav, and sefer Torah? Why did Beishami hold? No, we'll see in a minute. Zokimar, Tani Tana Kameid, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, Hashoichet Oilas Nedova B'Yontif Loike. What happens if a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings his own private korban oila? As we know, an oila is kula legevoya, kula kolil, and therefore will not be eaten by that individual or by anyone. Because of that, it cannot be called a meleches ochel nefesh, because nobody eats from it except the mizbeach, except kaviyachol the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, if a person did that on Yontif, loike he gets malchus. All the 39 malachas that apply to Shabbos apply to Yontif, with the exception of Ochel Nefesh-related malachas. The only major difference between Shabbos and Yontif is that on Shabbos, if Chas HaShalom, somebody does one of the prohibited malachas, then Chalila B'Chas, if it's with Edom and Hasra, he gets Skila. If it's without Edom Hasra, he did it B'Mezid, he gets Karis. Yontif, even with Edom and Hasra, there's only a din of Malkus. I say only compared to Skila. But Malkus is certainly not pleasant. 39 heavy-duty lashes is heavy-duty stuff. Anyway, so Zokti Mara. Omalei, the Omalechomani, who's the one that said this halacha, this braisa, that you're like? Zokti Mara, Mozain Beis Shammai. The Amri Loi Amrinan Mitoich Shehutra Haitzol Letzairach Hutra Nami Shaloi Letzairach. The Beisil Ha'am Mitoich Shehutra Haitzol Letzairach Hutra Nami Shaloi Letzairach. What is the Gemara telling us? What the Gemara is telling us is that Beis Hillel holds that there's a special din of Mitoich. This din of Mitoich is not a drabanan, this is a din de Eiraisa. And what the Torah is telling us is that since you're allowed to go and do any meleches oichel nefesh, including carrying things and involving meleches oichel nefesh, so mitoich, since the Torah was matir, the inyan of carry from meleches oichel nefesh, the Torah was already matir even things shaloi l'tzorech. Shaloi l'tzorech means shaloi l'tzorech oichel nefesh, but there had to be a tzorech. On Yontif, even Beis Hillel agrees you're not allowed to go and carry things stamazai. You can't go and say, well, since you're allowed to go and carry, I'm going to go and carry a ball. I'm going to go and carry this, that, or the other thing. There has to be some tzoyrech. When the Gemara used the expression, mitoch shehutra letzoyrech, hutra nami shaloi letzoyrech, it means since the Torah was matir haitzoh for meleches oichel nefesh, the Torah is also matir these things which are not letzoyrech oichel nefesh, but it does have to have a tzoyrech. It cannot just be for nothing, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. So now, what the Gemara is telling us is that according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to go and carry shaloi letzoyrech oichel nefesh, and those are the three examples given by our Mishnah, the cotton, the lulav, and the sefer Torah. There's a tzoyrech to go and carry all three of them. The cotton, you have to go and transport to or from home to shul or whatever. And even though we say by the cotton that a person is chai noisias atzmoy, but that's not a lechatchila, that's only b'diyevet. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to go and carry a cotton on Shabbos. If you did carry a cotton on Shabbos, we say that chai noisias atzmoy b'diyevet, you're a potter. But it's part of Rabbi Lasser, you're not allowed to do it. Yontif, if you're allowed to. Same thing with Rabbi Lulav. Lulav, of course, only in the good old days when they allowed you to go and shuck a lulav and esrig on Shabbos. Today, of course, we do not. That is not our custom. As you recall, we learned about that towards the end of Masechtas Sukkah. So today there would be no tzayrach to go and carry a lulav on Shabbos. However, in the good old day, well, here we're talking about Shabbos, talking about Yom Tov anyway. Yeah. So Yom Tov, you certainly have a tzayrach, you want to go and shuck the lulav in shul. So Bishami says, no good. You bring it to shul before. Beisosel, you got to go and carry it on Yom Tov, which is, of course, our custom today. We go and carry the Arvaminim to and from shul on Yom Tov. Again, Bishami says, you cannot take a Sefer Torah, but Beisosel says, the reason why you take a Sefer Torah, obviously, is to lane or to learn, to use it. The Avadi allowed to do that, because even though it's not Tzorech HaKhal Nefesh, there is a Tzorech, and you have that Halacha of Mitoich. Bishami doesn't hold of that Halacha of Mitoich. What our Gemara tells us now is that we extend that to a parallel case. Everybody knows you're allowed to go and shecht on Yontif a carbon which is a carbon shlomim, because the shlomim, that is the ikr simcha, ain't simcha el basar v'yayin, and the chachilah, the basar should be a basar of kodshim. Today we don't have kodshim, unfortunately. Hopefully by tomorrow we will have. But there is no din of kodshim today, so we take regular basar. But the real din of basar v'yayin is referring to basar of karbonis. But that's only a carbon shlomim. But a carbon oila you can't eat from. Therefore, says the Braisa, you're not allowed to go and shecht. However, the Gemara is postulating that according to Basil, since there is a din on mitoich that you're allowed to go and shecht a carbon shlomim, so mitoich that you can go and shecht also carbon oila. You can't go and just willy nilly bring an oila, but if you bring a carbon nidoveh, then L'choyre Beisil would hold that it is permitted. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's why the Gemara says, the Omer L'chamani, it's only going to be Beishamai. Since Beishamai doesn't say the din of Mitoich L'gabi Hoitzo'ah, he doesn't hold the din of Mitoich L'gabi Shechita also. The E Beisil, Ho Amri Mitoich Shehutra Hoitzo'ah L'tzoyrach, Hutra Nami Shaloi L'tzoyrach. That's why you're allowed to carry the three items in our Mishnah. Ho Hanami Mitoich Shehutra Shechita L'tzoyrach. Shchita, sai of chulin, to eat meat on yontif, sai shlomim on yontif. So to nami shaloi letzorech, you're allowed to go and do it shaloi letzorech, meaning shaloi letzorech achila, but letzorech mitzvah of bringing a carbon oilas nedava. Rashi points out, why does our Gemara refer dafko to an oilas nedava? Why didn't it say hashoichet oila beyontif is like it? Says Rashi very simply. Because there are oilois choivois, meaning every single day you have to bring atomicho shachar, meta atomicho ben arboim, and on yontiv you have to bring all those oilois for the musafim. Those, of course, are all chiyuvim. It wouldn't be a din of malchus, forget. That's the mitzvah, choivas ayoim. So, rather, there's a mitzvah to go and bring the oilois choivah. But oilois nidova? Don't bring it on Yontif, bring it on Cholamoid, bring it on Erev Yontif. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you'd be like it, but Gemara is saying that according to Beis Hill, it's Mutar. Maskul Rabba, me might the Beis Shammai Beis Hill Baha Peligi, you have told us that it's a double parshit, that the machloik between Beis Shammai Beis Hill has to do with Mitoich. Shehotra le'tzoyrech, meaning le'tzoyrech oichel nefesh, hotra nami shaloi le'tzoyrech oichel nefesh. Who says, dele be'erev oitzah le'shabbos ve'en erev oitzah le'yondav kemifligi? Maybe the whole din of hoitzah, meaning carrying, and aid of the need to put up an eruv v'chatzeres in case a person wants to carry, maybe this is only Shabbos halachas. Maybe this doesn't apply to yontif at all. And therefore, perhaps the machloikis and our mishnah has nothing to do with the din of mitoich, but rather has to do in general. A din of, are you allowed to carry on yontif? Are you not allowed to carry on yontif? And in fact, if this is the machloik between Beisham and Beisil, then you cannot carry this machloikis to the next step, to the case of shoychet oilas nedava. It has nothing to do with shechting oilas nedava. It's a special din that there's no din of hoitzah or eruv chatzeres on yontif. Perhaps that's the machloikis. The marsav eruv hoitzah li shabbos, the eruv hoitzah li yontif, that both apply. That would be, of course, be Beis Shammai, and therefore Beis Shammai says, don't carry on yontif, just like you're not carrying on Shabbos. You want to carry, make sure you make an eruv. But it could be that Mar Sava Beisel holds that there is no din of Keri Bechlal. Kirchsev, how do I know? Because it's a pasuk. Loisitziu masmi b'teichem b'yoyim mashabos. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Novi is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. He's telling them, Rabbi Yisrael, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Don't get carried away. Don't carry on Shabbos. So he can make a deal and say, why did Yirmiyah only talk about Shabbos? Why didn't he say, don't carry on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Is like Mashi b'Shabbos and Yom Tov fly. That Yirmiyah held that you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Oh, if that's the case, a brand new pshat in the Mishnah, having nothing to do with the concept of mitoich shehut l'toyrach utanamish leiter, nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that Beis Hillel holds there is no din of carrying at all. And if that's the case, then you cannot bring a parallel or a raya to Hilchos Shechitas Oides Nedava on Yom Tov. That's what Rabba said, and he was challenging what the Gemara said until now, mitoich, mitoich.
So who does it go to? If it doesn't go according to Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, who's that Brisa, the Rebbe Sechbaradini quoted, who's it going according to?
Goes according to everybody. Oh, according everybody would hold Hashoychet Oides Nedava Yom Tov is like it. We were saying that perhaps according to Beis Hillel it would not be like it, because since you're allowed to go and shecht a regular chulin and you're allowed to go and shecht a shlam, so mitoich you can also shecht an Oides Nedava and there would not be a din of malchus. According to what Rabbi is asking, even according to Beis Hillel you would be like it, because the only exception and exemption and the only exception to the rule of Yom Tov is only the Gabi carrying, but not the Gabi anything else. That's what Rabbi is asking. Masker of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is now responding to Rabbi, and he says, if that's the case, El Miyata Lifta Guban Vonin. Why does our Mishnah talk about not carrying children and love him and Sefer Torah? It's really across the board. If the Machloikis has to do with, is there a din of Erev? Is there not din of Erev? Then the Beishami should say, Ein Moitzin Klum, you know, they're going to carry anything on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel holds that it's Mutter. Why doesn't it say that? Now, Rav Yosef gives an example of Mushal Agabe Yavonim. Let there be a Machloik as Agabe stones, and let the Mishnah say that Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to go and carry a rock or a stone on Yom Tov, even though there's no tzorich in doing it. But if you're telling me there's no din of Erev Oitzah, carry even rocks. So Rashi asks the obvious question, how can you carry it? Oh, Victor David. David, it's so wonderful having you here from Florida. Tzedach Muktzah, forgetting about the din of carrying. It's a din of Muktzah. So Rashi tells us something which is very fundamental. It's really not only Rashi, it's Gemara and Masechet Shabbos, that the whole din of Tiltul, of Muktzah, that you're now going to carry indoors, that is all because, that's of course the Rabbanan were concerned that if you're going to allow a person to carry indoors, he's going to go and carry outdoors. He's going to go and carry outside. And therefore, don't take any rocks, don't take any pebbles, don't take all of these things which are muktzah, because if you're going to carry them in your house, in your living room, in your dining room, in your kitchen, you might come to go and carry them outside. And if you're telling me that on Yom Tov there is no isser of carrying outside, so then Yom Tov is just like your normal Yimei Chol, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday throughout the week, that you're allowed to go and carry anything which is muktzah today, right? So you're allowed to go and carry something which is muktzah. So how would you be able to carry? So now your follow-up question is going to be, really? The whole din of muktzah because you might come to carry outside, so then why did the Chacham only prohibit you from carrying certain items which are muktzah? They should go and prohibit you carrying anything. Everything. You shouldn't even be able to go and carry chalas at home. Kugel, can you imagine you can't carry kugel on Shabbos because maybe you're going to go and take it outside? It should all be aser. I mean, it's hard to believe, but that would be the halacha. Says Rashi, the reason why the Chacham only instituted the iser of muktzah on certain items which are muktzah, for instance, those things which are meleches davar asur, or mishum chesor and kiz, or muktzah machmas isur, but they didn't attach the din of muktzah stamazoi to other things which are chairs and tables and food and kalim and cutlery. Why didn't the Chacham ask that? Says Rashi, because ein goizim gzeira ala tzibur elam kein roiv tzibur yecholim lamed ba. If they were going to aser carrying kugel and chulent and chairs and tables indoors because they might by mistake carry it outside, then what would you be able to do? You'd have to leave kugel in front on your table the whole Shabbos and just nibble at it Friday night and then Shabbos morning. It's impossible. See, this is the Rashi here in the middle of the Yomit. Lifugli ba'avonim. It's just a drop after halfway down the Rashi's. Lifugli ba'avonim is a Rashi. Ein iser haitzah. If there's no iser in carrying outside, and iser tiltel, there's no iser of carrying inside. There's no muktzah. Shlei neser tiltel el mishamaitzah. The whole reason why the Chachamim said that certain items are muktzah, and now that I touch them and move them, is because if I touch them and move them, you pick them up, you might take them outside. Then they should be goes across the board. Why didn't they say you're not going to pick up the chalas and carry it from the kitchen to the dining room? Person couldn't survive. You have to have certain basic items that you're able to go. I mean, if you weren't able to, I'm sure people would figure out ingenious ways of doing it. You'd have to go and eat in the kitchen. You wouldn't be able to eat in the dining room. Leave all the food items in the dining room. Make sure it's food that wouldn't spoil over Shabbos. But the point is, that's why the Chama only asked certain categories of muktzah. Muktzah machmas davar asur. Muktzah machmas in kis. Muktzah machmas. Other things, but not across the board. Didn't go make everything muktzah. Otherwise, we couldn't survive.
Because we have all these, I thought all these reasons you shouldn't come to violate this, take this. It's not only because of tilkel. That's the whole reason of muktzah.
The basis of muktzah is that if you're going to go and move something, we always talk about touching it. Really, tiltel really means to carry it, to move it. So if you're going to go and permit a person to go and move something indoors, he might come to carry it outdoors.
That's the whole reason I thought that it's
it could be in addition to that, something which is a klisha malach b'liyisr, you might come to do an isr as well. That could be an addition.
It's a very interesting result. The whole reason of muktzah, according to Rashi, is you shouldn't take it.
It's not the Rashi, it's just based on the Gemara and the Masechta Shabbos. But the point is, what happens, for instance, if you have a very valuable piece of gold or silver, which is no iser involved, that's so valuable that normally a person leaves it locked away and you put it away in the vitrine, you don't open it, you don't touch it the whole year, you only touch it only Pesach time when you have to go and clean it, but otherwise you don't touch it. So that's muktzah machmas chasor and kis. So there's no iser involved in picking up the silver or the gold, but I'm afraid if I'm going to pick it up indoors, then you might take it outdoors. Therefore, you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to be metaltal. So, Dr. Yomar, the Rashi says the same thing should apply across the board to Dvarim Hamutarim, a Makamish. So, that being the case, getting back to our Mishnah and our Gemara, says Rav Yosef to Rabba, if you're telling me that the Pshat in Beisil, that he's matir to carry cotton, lulav, and Sefer Torah, is not because there's a din of mitoich, but rather because there is no din of carrying on Yontif at all. It's like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's like a regular meichol. So then you'd even be able to go and carry stones. As a freak of Yosef, Masker of Yosef, we have to lift the Yibavonim, Ella Midaloyim of Yibavonim, since the Machloikis and Mishnah is only on those things which are required that you need them. Shmamina, but Shalay the Tzayrech, Ligi, as the Machloikis, Shalay the Tzayrech, means Shalay the Tzayrech, Oichel Nefesh. Avadat the Tzayrech. Otherwise, why are you carrying all these things? You can only carry Le Tzayrech. This has, by the way, practical ramifications on those people that, for instance, carry their talis or their machzer to shul on yontif. Since you're going to use it on yontif, then if you need it, then you're allowed to carry it to shul. But there's a big shaila in the poskim. What about taking it home from shul? Are you allowed to? I'm not going to use my talis at home. The next time I'm going to use my talis will be tomorrow. I'm not going to use it later today. I don't need my machzer. I got plenty of machzer and siddurim at home. What am I going to do with machzer at home? So that becomes much more problematic. If you want it, if you want to drink, so what's the psak halacha? So Rabbi Rottenberg in Muncie told us a few years ago, if you are concerned that if you leave your talis in shul, you might not find it later because it might be stolen or mislaid or lost or whatever. So that itself is a tzeirach yontif. Otherwise, the whole yontif you're going to be thinking, hey, what happened to my talis? Will it be there tomorrow? Won't it be there tomorrow? So if you have those types of legitimate concerns, and it's a talis which is valuable to you. It's one of those talis. You say, okay, and worse comes worse, I get another talis. It's a different story. But if it's a talis which is valuable and you're concerned about it, then it becomes a tzeirich yomt.
But it's mukhtar, like you machmet kisel, because you're thinking about the money,
you're allowed to go and wear talis the whole Shabbos, in fact, or the whole yomtiv. You all wear talis in Ketanim, you can wear talis God. People look at you a little bit strange, but there's something, certainly nothing wrong with it. So there is a tzorech in the terms of it's not just for waste. In Mekayim a mitzvah, you can. There's no problem. Question is, if you don't intend using your talis when you go home and you're schlepping it home, why are you carrying it? You're carrying for naught. It's not a tzorech. But if you're concerned that it might be stolen, there is a tzorech. Machzer is an easy out that you can go and take your machzer home and make sure to make kiddush for the machzer, bench for the machzer, or sing a niggun for the machzer. You know, use it for something so that you have a tzorech. Okay, anyway. Again, speak to your competent local Orthodox rabbi. Yeah. It has to be a tzorech tzas. Some sort of tzorech. Yeah, exactly. Talking about the Avraham Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, the mitzvah shehut ha'tzor l'tzorech, hut namish l'tzorech, pligi. We have not only Rabbi Yosef that holds this way, but also Rabbi Yochanan holds this way, that the machloikis in our Mishnah is not whether or not there's a din of carrying on Yontif. That was Rabbi's pshat. No, Rav Yosef says it's because of mitoich, and Rav Yochanan also says that it's mitoich. How do I know that Rav Yochanan said mitoich? The Tani Tana Kami Rav Yochanan. Oh, a famous Gemara which appears a few times in Shas. What the Gemara is telling us is that you can do a number of Yisurim involving one item, and unfortunately get multiple times Malkus. Says Zot Gemara Shtikin Brais Azoy. Hamavashel Gid Hanosha B'cholov B'yontif V'acholoi. Person went and cooked Gid HaNosha, that is the Gid that we're not allowed to eat. Al Kein Lo Yoichul B'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNosha Ad HaYoyim Azeh, because of the fight between the Malach of Esav and Yaakov Avinu, you're not allowed to eat Gid HaNosha. So if a person cooks Gid HaNosha in milk on Yontif and he eats it like a Chomish, he gets 5 times Malkus. How do you get 5 times? Number one, Loike Mishum Mevashel Gid, he is cooking Gid on Yontif. So you're saying to yourself, so what's the Isser in cooking Gid? If you cooked Gid Hanosha today on Sunday or Monday, would it be Osir? No,
thank you.
Oh, very good. Yeshikoyah, Bill. So Bill tells us, Avad on Sunday, Monday, there's no Yontif. You can cook whatever you want. You're not allowed to eat Gid HaNosha, but you can go and cook Gid HaNosha. There's no Isser in Bishul. However, if you're cooking something on Yontif, which is not Ro'i L'Achila, it's inedible, then it is no Tzorech whatsoever. You're being matriach, you're doing a malach shalei l'tzorech, so then you're over, says Rashi, on the Isser of L'Sasa Kamalacha. It's a diraisa. The only heter is oichel nefesh. There's no oichel nefesh. You get an ashi. Now let's eat it. So therefore, if you go and cook it, you're cooking it for no reason whatsoever. Therefore, you're over on cooking for naught on yontif. So that would be number one. Number two, umishem oichel. What happens if you now eat that Gid HaNosha? Alkein lo yoichel neisos Gid HaNosha. It's a iser avad. So now you have 2 times. Now number three, loich mishem oichel Gid. Veloich mishem mevashel basa b'cholav. Since you cooked the Gid HaNosha in cholav, that's a case of basa b'cholav. Now the Gemara doesn't go into it, but elsewhere the Gemara, when it brings that, says it's only according to Mandi Yomar that yesh begidin benois and tam, that Gid has a status like a shtibasa. But if you hold it ain begidin benois and tam, then it becomes like a piece of eitz, like a piece of wood. And if you go and cook wood with cholav, I mean, it's kind of silly, but there's no iser of bishul basa b'cholav. But according to Bani Yom, that holds yesh begidin benois and tam, you'd be chayev alt basa b'cholav. So therefore, you like him shemavashel basa b'cholav. Everybody knows that the Torah says b'feirish loy sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy, and it says it 3 times. And Rashi and Chumash already tells us the famous Chazal. Why does the Torah say 3 times sevashel gedi? Echad iser bishul, v'echad iser achila, v'echad iser hanoa b'mashma. There are other drushes as well, but that's the famous drush. So the Gemara tells us, therefore, v'loike mishim b'vashul basa b'cholof. He's cooking meat and milk together. Another is. V'loike mishim oichol basa b'cholof. If he eats it now, he's going to be over on the iser of basa b'cholof. So that's already 4, right? Bishul gid 1. eating gid 2, basar b'cholav cooking basar b'cholav is 3, eating basar b'cholav is 4. V'loike mishum havara. What's the nice havara? He lit the pilot lightly. He lit the stove or the oven was up there.
But if he makes a statement, and his mindset is, it's for my animals.
The question is, it says in the pasuk that achashi ochel chol nefesh hu labadi yosel lechem, and the Gemara darshes lechem. Two drushes. One is lechem v'loy legvoya, and one is lechem v'loy leklavecha. Only for you and not for your animals. So I don't think that there is a heter of cooking on Yom Tov for your animals. You're allowed to feed the animals, but I don't think you're allowed to cook for the animals. Anyway, if you have an animal, halacha l'maisa, go and ask your competent Orthodox rabbi, or consult the Shulchan Aruch. But getting back to our Gemara, it's a mishum havara. Let's say stavara. By the way, you cannot serve basa v'cholof to your animal, because you're now allowed to have hanoah. A doctor, you're now going to give. You're not allowed to cook basar b'cholav and give it to your animal, because basar b'cholav is also not only b'achila but also behadno'ah. So you're now allowed to have hanoah from basar b'cholav. You're not a benefit. So you can't give it to your dog because you'll have benefit.
To feed it rather other food.
Yeah, yeah. Not just not cook it. You're also not allowed to give it.
The basar b'cholav.
Yeah,
you know that because you're having hanoah by replacing the Hart's Mountain the dog food. You're going to get one free meal of gid anosha or basar b'cholav. So you can't give that basar b'cholav. Gid anosha, not a problem. But basar b'cholav, you can't give it to your dog. Okay.
You have to be very careful how you throw it out, because if you threw it on the ground, it's a fertilizer with a meal.
Okay. Fine. Throw it out on the pavement.
Number seven. The question is,
put in the trash bag.
The issue is when you're as a pharmacist and you take these things and various medicines from basar b'cholav. Is there any compounds that are compounding there?
You have pork.
Today, nothing. He doesn't grind any of the ingredients. He just
one grain alcohol.
6:10 tomorrow, 6.
Yeah, if you can manage, we'd be glad to have you.
I used to get questions in my Chicago days. You know, and one day...
For Pesach, right? For Pesach.
There's like, there's someone way down at the other end who wants to ask me a question. I go over, it's one of the biggest rubs in Chicago. He asked me the shakla.
Okay.
He says his daughter's going to that camp, and he has this little thing of lip balm, you know, lip thing. So he says, is it kosher? I says, you're the big rub, I mean. So what I told him, when I looked on the label, it said flavors. In the old days, flavors came from animals. And what do you call that? Steroids were from animals back then. I told him, get one that says no flavors, no, that is plain, you know.
Okay. Anyway, so number five is Mishum Havara. Havara means that he lit the stove to be able to go and cook. Lighting a stove to be able to cook things which are allowed to cook is not a problem. But to go light the stove for things which are not allowed to cook, that's a problem. And so therefore, that's number five. That's what the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yechonon. The Tana meaning is the Talmud who's repeating this price in front of Rabbi Yechonon. Sorry?
The Brisa Zugger.
The Brisa Zugger. Oh, very good. The Brisa Zugger. Amalei. So said Rabbi Yochanan, Hoik Tani Lebra, go and teach this Brisa out. So I don't teach it inside of his fetish. Havaru Ubishal Eina Mishnah. Havaru Ubishal are not a Mishnah. Why are they not a Mishnah? Because Mitoich Shehutel Letzairech. You see the second Rashi, Havaru Bishul, the Yontif, Eina Mishnah. This is wrong. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Lucas Alain, to give the Malkus because of Havaru Bishul? No. But since you're allowed to go and cook, you're allowed to go and cook, Shaloi Letzairech. And what's the obvious question? The things that we're talking about are inedible. You're not allowed to eat them. There's got to be a Tzirch Tzas Ebbis. You're not allowed to go and eat basar b'cholav. You can't even have a nah from basar b'cholav. You can't eat gid. What is the tzairach? So Toysis says something fascinating. Top Toysis. Hachanami. Kimishu hutra havol l'tzairach hutra. Vim toima umat tzairach ikka mevashal gid. Kimishu asa. There's no tzairach. Chas v'shom. You don't eat gid. Yishloimar. Kimishu yibedate shozeli oklai. Even though this person is not going to eat it. But since his kavana was to eat it, that's already called the Tzorech Yontif. In his mistaken mind, that he thought he's allowed to go and eat kid, so then it's a Tzorech. I'm hungry. I want to eat cooked kid. I want to eat cooked Basim b'cholav, I want to eat it. Basim b'cholav is really not shakarai, because basim b'cholav is even during the week. We're really talking about yom tiv tikadinim. So as yom tiv, it is a tzayrich for him, even though you and I and nobody, even he is not allowed to eat it, but he thinks he's allowed to eat it. So for him, it's a tzayrich tzas. It's not a tzayrich tzas, it's a grace of tzayrich. And so therefore, it would be mutter according to Rabbi Yochanan. Zok Yimar, the imtin saloy me mishnah, and says Rabbi Yochanan, in case you think, no, this rice is really bona fide, there are no errors, no mistakes, it's really five malkasim, including havor bishul, it's bishami. The amri le yaminim mitoich shuhutu haitza leteirich hutanami shloy leteirich, hachanami le yaminim mitoich shuhutu havor leteirich hutanami shloy leteirich. The basil. Came the army to Shahutra Haitzol the Tzairach, Hutanami Shaloy the Tzairach, Hachanami to Shahutra Havara, and for that matter, Bishul the Tzairach, Hutanami Shaloy the Tzairach. So says Rabbi Yochanan, this price cannot be Halacha Lamaisa, because it's certainly not Beis Hillel speaking. According to Beis Hillel, you wouldn't have five, because you wouldn't have a problem of cooking the Gid or the Havara, the Tosh Shehutra L'Tzayrach, Hutanami Shaloy L'Tzayrach. The fact that it says the five times Malkus, either there's a mistake, a boo-boo, or this price is going according to Beis Shammai and not according to Beis Hillel. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Zok the next Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, in Malichim Chalru Matanis L'Koyim B'Yomtif, Bein Shehumu Mi'emesh, Bein Shehumu Mi'ayoyim, Beis Hillel Matir. So before we continue on, we have to make a very, very brief hakdama, and that is, when it comes to being mafrish or being meirim, different things that you have to be mafrish, such as trumois and maisrois, you're not allowed to be mafrish truma or maiser on Shabbos or on Yontif, because of Gzeira Mishum Tikkun Mana. Now you're all going to go and say, well, I can stand on Shabbos, but Yontif, isn't there a din of Melech HaSeichel Nefesh to be able to eat?
You could have done it Erev Yontif.
Exactly. You could have taken off the Truma Maisers and Erev Yontif. You didn't have to wait until Yontif morning. Get your act together in time, and just like you do all the other preparations before Yontif, prepare yourself to take out the Trumas and Maisers. Since you didn't do it, that would be called Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Machshirei Oichel Nefesh are prohibited on Yom Tov. Anything you could do before Yom Tov should have done before Yom Tov. Okay, fine. Since you're not allowed to go and be Meirim or Mafresh Trumis or Maisrois, the assumption is that you're also not allowed to be Moilich the Trumis or Maisrois on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Meaning, let's talk about Yom Tov instead of Shabbos. Our mission is focusing on Yom Tov. Person was mafresh his trumas and maisris on Erev Yontif the way he was supposed to. And ideally, on Erev Yontif, he should have sent over his son or gone himself to the Kohen and say, Mr. Kohen, Rabbi Kohen, here, I have for you truma. Then go over to the lady and say, I got good news for you, I got some maser rishon. If it's maser oni here, give it to the oni, etc. But if you didn't do it on Erev Yontif, Kuli Alma Moide, we'll see in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, that you don't go and carry it on Yontif itself, because that, just like you'd be Mafrish on Yontif, you could have been Moilich on Yontif. So there's no had to be Moilich on, you could have been, just like you were Mafrish on Erev Yontif, then you could have been Moilich on Erev Yontif. So don't go and transport it and carry it outside on Yontif. That's considered to be a given. Now we're not talking and focusing on Truma and Maiser, we're focusing on the next level. The next level is either Chala or Matonois of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. Chala, we all know that when a person bakes a bread, a Chala, a Matzah, and you bake a large enough quantity, you have to go and give off a portion which is called Chala, and you give that Chala to the Kohen. Nowadays, of course, because of Safek Kahuna, etc., we go burn it. But in the good old days, he gave it to the Kohen. Fine. Could you be Mafresh Chala on Yontif? So, the first reaction is, why is it different than Truman Meiser? Truman Meiser, you can give him Erev Yontif, give your Chala from Erev Yontif. Yeah, but there's a big difference. Because on Yontif, you want to have fresh challah. You want to have fresh matzah. You don't want to eat something from yesterday. Everybody knows bagels from yesterday are practically stale. Today, fresh. Ah, gishmak. Everybody wants to eat from it. So Yontif, you want to enhance people's appetite. It's Oichel Nefesh, Simchas Yontif. So you're allowed to go and bake on Yom Tov. You're allowed to make the dough. You're allowed to bake it. If you baked the dough, you kneaded the dough and you baked it on Yom Tov, there's no way you can go and give challah from Erev Yom Tov. You only give challah after you have your dough that has been kneaded. So therefore, you are allowed to go and be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov. Different than Trumas and Maizos. Same thing applies to meat. If a person shechs an animal, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give zroya l'chayayim v'keiva. The Mishnah just refers to it as the matonis. The matonis means zroya l'chayayim v'keiva, three portions to the kohen. We're not nohag today to do that. See Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, also presumably because we're not sure about who are kahanim, and also there's a drosha that although the matonis that involved behemoths are not gedulei oretz, but lenepsa some sort of hekish or zereshova to matonis from the gedulei oretz. If like gedulei oretz only in Eretz Yisrael, not mechutz laoretz, but that wouldn't take care of chayim in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, the Gemara is about it. We're not knowing today, but mitzad what it says in the Torah, you're supposed to give matonis to the kohen. So now, can you go and be mafresh those matonis on Yom Tov? And the answer is yes. Because just like you're allowed to go and bake a fresh challah on Yom Tov, you're allowed to go and bake, but not bake, you're allowed to go and shecht a fresh animal in Yom Tov, because you want fresh meat. If you're going to go and shecht it from Erev Yom Tov, it won't be fresh in Yom Tov. Today, of course, we have refrigeration. Years ago, they didn't have refrigerators. So, it was a big inyan to go and shecht on Yom Tov. What about the matonis? You're allowed to be mafresh the matonis. Question is, both legabi the challah and legabi the matonis, which are allowed to be mafresh or meirim on Yom Tov, are you also allowed to be moilich on Yom Tov? Can you take it to the koyin on Yom Tov? So that's again a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim ein moilichin challah umatonis. Matonis means zroya l'chayim v'keiva lekoyin b'Yom Tov. Say if you were mafresh them and meirim them the day before, or that you did it on Yom Tov itself, it makes no difference. You cannot be moilich. You have a question?
Yes. What we have a challah is compared to truma, and truma we have an idea of shmirah. You have to, even when it's tameh, etc. If you're not going to give the chal and matanos on Yom Tov to the kohanim, it will spoil. It will go to hefsed. How does Beis Shammai reconcile the shmirah of these truma-like, well, in the case of the chal, a truma-like substance, and allow it to go to hefsed? There's no coin nearby, so the challah is going to get stale. It's going to spoil.
What you can do is you can invite the coin over to your house to be a guest at your table and let him eat together with you. And therefore, you don't have to be moilich. And he doesn't. Toysis talks on the side. What about having the coin pick it up from you? Is he allowed to go and pick it up and take it out?
Very good.
And Toysis says, no, he's not allowed. He's also not allowed to go and take it home. So what do? You have a long Toysis over here, but Toysis says he can go and invite him to eat in his house. Come on, coin. Good news for you, I just shechted my new animal and I have Zreil Chaim Mekhevet. Bring over your whole family, you can go and eat. Or I just baked a new challah, you can go get challah, come over to my house. But you can't go and be moilich. So Beis Shammai says you can't be moilich on Matzot of the Koyin. Bein Chuhu Meyemish Sai, if they're Erev Yom Tov thick hafroshes. If you did an Erev Yom Tov, that certainly says Beis Shammai you can't be moilich, because if you were able to be mafresh yesterday, you should have been moilich yesterday. But even those things that you are home mayoyim, which are allowed to be meirim and mafresh today, nevertheless, says Beis Shammai, do not carry it outside to the koyin or to the lady, etc. And now we have a brief dialogue in the Mishnah. Omu lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gzeira Shava, I'll make you a Gzeira Shava. Rashi immediately points out that all these dinim that we're talking about in the Mishnah are dinim dirabanan. We're not talking about dinim dirayisa. What's the reason why you cannot be moilach, for instance, the truma on Yom Tov, exeter, because you might come to be mafresh the truma on Yom Tov? And if you mafresh the truma on Yom Tov, we already said that's tikkun mana. It sounds like exeter, but apparently kulachot exeter, it's like a package deal. If you're allowed to go and be mafresh, you're allowed to go and be moilach. But if you can't be mafresh, you can't be moilach. And therefore says Beis Shammai, this is all derabanan. The word gzeira shavah, says Rashi, is just a lav dafka. So you look at Rashi parallel to the Mishnah, gzeira shavah, parallel to our Gemara, gzeira shavah, lav dafka. Eladumia the Xerah Shava Bidrama is similar to Xerah Shava. In fact, as we'll see, it's not even so much Xerah Shava, it's much more like a Mamatzina. And he says, Omulam Beishamai, Xerah Shava. Chala u'matonos matona l'koyin. We all agree. Chala he gives to the koyin. The matonos of the roi v'chayam v'keva he gives to the koyin. And truma to the koyin. Kishen shein moilichim is a truma. Just like you can't be moilich truma on yontif, you can't even be mafreshit on yontif. So certainly you can't be moilich on yontif. Kachin moilich is a matonos. You can't be moilich matonos either. When he says matonos, it means matonos chala and matonos together. Omlem beisil loy. You have no comparison. Imamar to Mitrum, you know why you can be Moilech, Shem Zakoi Baramasa. You can't even be Meirim, you can't even be Mahavrish. So therefore, you can't even start the first act. You can't even go be Meirim, you can't be Mahavrish. So you can't be Moilech. Turn Matanish to Zakoi Baramasa. Since you're allowed to go and be Mahavrish them, then you're allowed to go and give it to the coin too. In other words, you're allowed to be Moilech. Azay Zog Besim. Zog Timar, Kasol Kedaitach. When we learned the Mishnah, we assumed that when Beis Shammai says Bein Shehormu Me'emesh Bein Shehormu Me'hayoyin, it's talking about Shehormu Me'hayoyin B'she Nishchetu Me'hayoyin B'Shehormu Me'emesh B'she Nishchetu Me'emesh. What does the Gemara mean with this? What the Gemara is throwing in, when we start off Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to be Moilech Bein Shehormu Me'emesh Bein Shehormu Me'hayoyin, is only talking about when the actual Hafrasha. Now the Gemara most of the time is only going to talk about matanos, but Rashi says wherever you see the word meirim or matana, we're really referring to chale as well. We just don't want to be ma'arich. You see, if Rashi after the Gemara go down four lines, al matanos shemalichin hoyu b'zakoy b'ramasim v'adin l'chale v'chay minay nokat. So wherever you see from here till the end of the sugya, we're talking about hormu or being moilech, even though literally it's referring to the matanos, it includes also the chale. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, Bein Shehormu Me'emesh, Bein Shehormu Me'hayoyin, the Gemara's assumption is, and it's a very logical assumption, that the reason why you did Harama, that you were mafrish the Matonis yesterday, because you shechted yesterday. And the reason why you made him the Matonis today, is because you shechted today. And therefore, Beis Shammai is being very, very strict. Beis Shammai is saying that even though you're allowed to go and shech the animal today, and even though you're allowed to go and be mafrish the matonois today, and even though you're allowed to go and bake and be mafrish the challah today, but you're not allowed to go and be moilich today. That's how the Gemara assumes. That's going to be the Gemara's press. How else can you learn the Mishnah? You can learn the Mishnah that he did the kneading of the dough yesterday, or even did the baking of the challah yesterday, and he did the shechita yesterday, meaning on Erev Yontif, but he left the hafrosha of challah. I know, well, you think hafrosha is challah min isa, true, but you can also be mafresh from the final product too. If you go, for instance, to a matzah bakery before Yontif, you'll find by the Shmur matzah bakeries that they go and take off challah from the matzah. Strange term, take challah and matzah from the baked matzah. They don't take it from the Issa, they take it from when it's finally baked. They take off a shear and they make the bracha and they put it away for burning. So you can be mafresh it subsequently. Same thing applies to the shechit of the animal. You could have shechted on Erev Yontif and somehow you put it in a cooler so that it should stay fresh, and then the next day before you started cooking, don't forget to take azurah. So when it says in the Mishnah Bein Shehormu Me'hayoyin, there is a vagueness or ambiguity. That vagueness is, are we talking about that the baking of the challah or the bake or the shechting of the animal, did that take place yesterday and now you're doing the hafrosha and the haroma today, or did in fact the baking took place today and the shechita took place today? And okay, so Zok Gemara, the assumption is both yesterday and today, according to Beis Shammai, it makes no difference. Even though you're allowed to be meirim the matanos today, you're not allowed to be moilich today. Now, if that's the real pshat in the Mishnah, then mani masisim loy Reb Yosi v'loy Reb Yehuda el achir. And from here, for the next 10-15 lines, we're going to have a brisa with three mandiyam. Reb Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi and Acher. And as you'll see when we go through the Braisa, the Mishnah clearly is not in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah on the surface is in accord with Acherim about Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara assumes, based on the premise that we just gave, that the Mishnah does not go in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Design. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Loinechku beisham beisil alamatonoi shehurmu me erev yontiv shemoylichen imamatonoi shehurmu me hayoim veshenishchetu me hayoim. There is no machloik between beisham beisil that you're allowed to go and carry matonis from yesterday together with matonis from today. Why? Because today's matonis you're certainly allowed to go and carry, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. The only question is, can you go and once you're taking today's matonis, you can add to the package, throw into the bag or into your box, you can throw in the matonis from yesterday. So where's the machloikis? Are you allowed to go and carry the matonis of yesterday on their own? Shemishami omrim, no, yesterday's matonis, yeah, no, you should have taken them yesterday. You are allowed to. So now before we continue on, what's the raya that the Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because the way we understood the Mishnah based on the Kasolka Daitach, even if they are geshochten today, you're not allowed to, according to Beis Shammai, be moilich the matonis of today. That's not what it says in the Braisa. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said, that the matonis from today, for sure you're allowed to be moilich, even according to Beis Shammai. Not only that, even the matonis of yesterday, you can schlep along the tuffel together with the ikker, throw it into the
bag.
Like a mitoich, exactly. However, where's the machloikis? Only about yesterday. So based on that, you see already the tension that l'chayr the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the obvious answer is, maybe it can. Because maybe the premise is incorrect. Maybe, in fact, the Mishnah is not talking about a case where it was nishchat today. It's talking about everything was nishchat yesterday. Ah, if it was nishchat yesterday, and you went and you were meirim or mafresh today, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Le'nechleku elohi lichem b'fnei atzman. Can you go and take from the matonis that you were mafresh from yesterday's shchita? You shechted yesterday, you were mafresh today, can you take those today? So we'll see Mechem in the Gemara shortly that L'chayr of Yehuda can shtim after all. But at least on the surface at this point, Rabbi Yehuda is not consistent with our Mishnah, because the Mishnah, the way we're understanding, says that even brand new matonis from today, we have a machloikis. Yet the Braisa says according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the matonis from today, everybody, even Beis Shammai agrees, that's not a problem. So yesterday's matonis, yesterday's matonis on their own. And the Braisa continues with a short dialogue. The kachoy Beis Shammai donen before Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is trying to prove his point, and he says, chalu matono is matono lekoy. We know, he gives it to the koy. Truma is matono lekoy. You can't take truma, you can't take matonis. It's an open and enclosed, shut, open and shut issue. Today on Yontif, it can be made, and that's why you also cannot be molech. Once you're allowed to go and be made, you're allowed to be molech too. After all, that's a package deal. The purpose of being made is to give it to the kohen. So if you're allowed to go and be made today on Yontif, so you're allowed to give it to the kohen in Yontif. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi. Now Rabbi Yosi, as you'll see, is totally different than our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi le'nechleku beishamei beisil ala matonis shemoylichen. Beishamei and beisil both agree you're allowed to be moylich matonis. And since the Gemara doesn't address which type of matonis, it sounds like all matonis. From yesterday, from today, no problem. Le'nechleku el ala truma. So You see immediately that Rabbi Yossi can't be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, Veshami Amim, Ein Moilich and Chalu Matanis. Yesterday, today, he can't be Moilich. Rabbi Yossi said, Nah, Matanis, you can be Moilich. Don't even think about it. Where's the Machlaik? The Nechli Ala Truma. Did I mention, our Mishnah mentioned is a Machlaik, is it going to be true? No. But that's how Rabbi Yossi learned. The Machlaik is going to be Truma, Veshami Amim, Ein Moilich, you cannot be Moilich the Truma. Why? Because you're now got to be made of Truma, so you can't be Moilich the Truma. Veshami Amim, Moilich, no. Even though you can't be made him today, you can still be moilech. V'kachay beisil donin. So now beisil is the one that starts off with the being done, and he says chal maton is maton lekoy. You agree? Sure. Trum is maton lekoy. You agree? Sure. Kishem shemalich is matonis. Just like you, beisham, agree with me that you're allowed to be moilech matonis, right? Moinech lekoy matonis shemalichim. You agree? Chal matonis is a trum. You can be moilech trum as well. And what do you think Beis Shammai says? Amalei Beis Shammai, loy im amartim matonish is a koi bar amasim. The reason why you're allowed to be moilech matonis is because you're allowed to be meirim and mafrish the matonis. Toyim bit truma she'ein zakoi bar amasim. You're not allowed to be meirim. If you can't be meirim, you can't be moilech. So there's a big difference. But what do you see according to Rabbi Yossi? That he doesn't. There's no machlok b'shav beisil legabi matonis legabi chala. That you can always do. The machlok is only legabi truma. That's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, the assumption was that everybody agrees that Ein Melichin Ez HaTruma. That was in fact the Zeir Shava of Beis Shammai. If you go back to the Mishnah, Amlein Beis Shammai, Zeir Shava, Chal Matan, Matan Koy, Truma Matan Koy, Kshem She Ein Melichin Ez HaTruma, Kach Ein Melichin Ez HaMatanois, etc. I said, they say, no, I didn't mind the Truma, therefore you can't be Moilech. So everybody agrees you cannot be Moilech Truma. Only Machloikis in the Mishnah was, can you be Moilech Chal Matonis? And Rabbi Yossi does it, Ben Hapachu, just the opposite. Gan Matonis, everybody agrees you can be Moilech. Only Machloikis is be Truma. Can you, can you not? Beisul holds you can. Now our Mishnah Beisul says you can't. You know that. Truma Shein is a Koy Maramasi. You can't go and can. Anyway, clear that Rabbi Yossi is not our Mishnah. Now the third man is Acheder Moim. Nechli Beis Shammai Yisrael Ala Truma She'ein Moilichin. Everybody agrees you can't be Moilich. So far, that's exactly the way we learned perfectly. Lo Nechli Kala Matonis. Machlokes only got Matonis. She Beis Shammai Ein Moilichin. O Beis Shammai Ein Moilichin. No, notice that the Acherim don't distinguish between Matonis Shel Hayoyim, Matonis Shel Esmoy, Shel Emesh. All case Beis Shammai says Ein Moilichin. All case the Beis Shammai holds Moilichin. L'choy, that's word for word Amishnah. That's how we started the mission. Bisham Yoim, Ein Moilichin, Chal Matanis, Ein Emesh, Ein Mayoim, Don't, Ein Moilichin, Beisil Matan, you are allowed. So that, Acheirim Lechoira fits in beautifully. Right? No, we're not going to call it Truma. Machlok is only got Matanis. Bisham Yoim says, Ein Moilichin, you can't across the board, any Matanis here, there, everywhere, zero. Mekanish, Beisil says you can. So Timon, Le Machinim, he will later be Yehuda. Let us say that the Mishnah goes according to Acheirim. It certainly doesn't go according to abuse. Rabbi Yossi says, Rashi, that's nothing to talk about. But L'chayr doesn't go according to Yehuda either. Why not? Because remember, Yehuda distinguishes between Matonei Shel Hayoyim and Matonei Shel Esmoil. Matonei Shel Hayoyim, he says, you're allowed to. Moilich. It's only Shail is the God Matonis of yesterday. Can you Moilich with it, without it, etc. Zog the Gemara, but that's not our Mishnah. Mishnah L'chayr says it makes a difference. When it says in the Mishnah Beis Shammai Oymim Ein Moilichin Matonois Beyontif Ein Shehuma Me'emesh Ein Shehuma Me'ayoyim, the Gemara started off Kasolka Daitach, then not only the Haroma, the Hafrosha took place yesterday or today, but also the Shechita took place yesterday or today.
When else could it have taken place?
You could have had, in both cases of the Mishnah, that the Shechita took place yesterday, and the Hafrosha of the Zroel Chayayim Vakeva took place from yesterday, or again, the Shechita took place yesterday, and Hurma Me'ayoyim, and you removed the Zroel Chayayim Vakeva today. Similar to the baking of the challah. You don't have to say that the cases of the Mishnah are, he baked yesterday, he baked today. No, he baked everything yesterday. Bakery is closed on Yontif. All the baking took place yesterday. Some of the hafroshes of the challah he took place yesterday. Some of the hafroshes of the challah he left for today. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he didn't have time. Whatever. But therefore, you have no raya that the Mishnah is talking about any shchitas hayoyim. It could be everything took place erev yontif, with the exception of the hafroshes. Yeah, we're on the same page. So if that's the case, if the Mishnah is taka only talking about things that happened yesterday and not today, then Rabbi Yehuda could stim with the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, go back to Rabbi Yehuda, the first wide line, everybody agrees the matonis from yesterday. Oh, anything which is matonis, shehurmu mehayoyim, nishchanishchatu mehayoyim, that for sure everybody agrees a lot to be more. There's no question about it. If it's today, you are shoychet today, you are mafrish today, avadi allowed to be moilach, both according to Beishame and according to Beisel. Where's the machloikis? Machloikis is only like lichem efneatzman on the yesterday matonois, that you shechted it yesterday and you are mafrish it yesterday. That's where the machloikis lies. If that's the case, then you could say that Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not talking about Shehor Mayayim Veshe Nishkatu Mayayim. Nishkatu Mayayim, everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees, that if you're allowed to go and Shechta today, and you're allowed to go and be Mafrish Nizroi L'chayim V'akeva today, then you're allowed to be Moylecha today. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, if they're Matonis from today, no Shaila. So what's the Machloikis in the Mishnah? Machloikis is talking about that you were mafresh it from yesterday. But it says, Meshahum Le'ayon. Yeah, that means that you shechted yesterday and you mafresh the matonis today for yesterday's shechita. That's where the machloikis is. Why is there machloikis? Because who said that you should go and leave over the hafrasha for today? You could have done the hafrasha yesterday. Okay, you're allowed to do the hafrasha today. Fine. But you're now going to be moilich today. And therefore, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah could be consistent with as well. Not only Achayim, but even the Rabbi Yehuda. So getting back to the Gemara, Uli Oilam, both in the case of the Mishnah of Hurma Meyamish and Hurma Meyamish is talking about that the Shechita was done yesterday. That's when the Machloikis is. But if you did the Shechita today and you mafresh today, even Beis Shammai would agree you can be Moilichit today. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Like that, Kuli Alma Moida, Moilichin and Matanis, Shehorma Meya, Yom Shechita. If it's from today, fresh, no problem, Moilichin. The Machloikis is only on the yesterday stuff. Exactly. And therefore, the Oilam Shechita Meyash. So, Kimar Ibazai, now that we've said that the Mishnah could stim like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we should now turn the tables. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, he, Veloya Chayim. Maybe the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the Achayim. Because the Achayim gave a blanket rule. If you go back to Achirim, Achirim Oyim Lei Nechleku Beishami Ubeisil Ala Truma Shein Melichin Lei Nechleku Ela Ala Matonos. So now we originally learned Ala Matonos means both from yesterday and from today. Beishami says Ein Melichin. Well, one second. If our Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, and therefore if the Matonos from today, everybody agrees you're allowed to be Moilich. The Machlokes is only from yesterday's. If that's the case, then Achirim doesn't stim with the Mishnah. Because Achirim seems to say, all Machlokes doesn't distinguish yesterday's or today. Are you going to say maybe the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yehuda and not Achirim? No, you don't have to say that. I feel the same Achirim. Ubanam Lenishkatu Meyamesh. That Achirim too are saying the same thing as our Mishnah and the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda, that the only machloikim between Misham and Beisil is not Matanis from today. Matanis from today, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and the Achirim holds, and according to the Maskana, the Mishnah holds, if they're from today, you're allowed to go and carry them according to everybody. Machloikis only is the Gabi, those things that you shechted yesterday, and you were mafresh yesterday. Or that you shechted yesterday, and you were mafresh and made them today. That's Machloikis Misham Beisila. So if Achirim agrees that that's Pshat, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that's Pshat, Frank Timori Hachi and Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the Machloikis now between Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim? If everybody's saying the same thing, what's your Machloikis? So you might come and I am Tfela. Machloikis is only in that Nekuda where Rabbi Yehuda said, if you are already sending over a package of Matonis that you are Mafresh Me'ayoyim, can you throw in to the same package the Matonis that you are Mafresh from yesterday? On their own, Melech Mefnei Atzmon, Beishami says, no, ain't Melechin. Can you throw it in? Like you said before, mitoich. Since you're putting into the bag today, maybe put in another package from yesterday. Put it all together, one package deal. Oh, that's machlokes. The Rebbe Yehuda said, "Loi nechleku al matanis shomei erev yomtiv shemayulichen tfeila with matanis shomei erev." Since you're sending the messenger over anyway, throw that into the package. No. Today's stuff you're allowed to be moilich. Yesterday's stuff you cannot be moilich. You're going to have to wait until after yomtiv, or invite them to come over to your house to come to eat the soup. And with that, we concluded the three-way machloikis, and what we kibblimin is, we thought initially the Mishnah is only Achedim, not Rabbi Yehuda. Says Imano, it could be both Rabbi Yehuda and Achedim, and then machloikis is only in a one nekuda, the Gabed Din of Tfei. How do we paskin among all of these?
Gabed Din of?
The Gabed Din of Tfei. Tfei means once you're allowed to go and send today's package, can you also throw in the matonis from yesterday? As I'm talking, yeah. Zokti Maram Rav Yehuda Amishmur. Halacha ki Rav Yosi. The halacha like Rav Yosi. Who's Rav Yosi? Remember Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi. My good. What does Rav Yosi say in the middle of the Mishnah of the Braisa? My nechliku beisham beisel matonis shemalichin. You are allowed to be moilach matonis. Lechayda both today's and yesterday's. So the machlek is legabe truma. You're not allowed to be mafish truma today. But if I was mafish truma yesterday, can I be moilach it today? Says beisel. Yes, malichin. You're allowed to go and be moilach today, said Yehuda Mishmul, Allah Rabbi Yosi. Yes, although you cannot be mafresh truma and maisris on yontif, if you were mafresh them before yontif, you can be moilich them on yontif. After we pray the chemia, have a garba de chamra de truma. He had a barrel or a container, a pitcher of wine, which is truma wine. Also, the comment of Yosef, and he asked him, Omalei malam to you the koyin, or in the, can I give it to the koyin today? Yes, you're allowed to be moilach this wine today, even though it's yesterday's truma. No problem. You can go and bring it to the koyin today.
This is in Bavel. Rav Yosef is about Ben Bavel, right? So this is Chutz Laaretz.
Probably, yeah. Okay. So you're saying it's truma's Chutz
Laaretz. Right.
Okay, so truma derban. Fine. Look, Yomar Ushbezichnei. Ushbezich means the host, the innkeeper. The Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan Havale Asuraisa the Chargal. Asuraisa means bundles, peklach of chargal, of chargal, which is mustards. Omle Maule Fruchei Umeichel Minar B'Yonf. Are you allowed to go and break open the package and take some of the chargal and eat them on Yonf? Then what's the shayla over here? The shayla wasn't about breaking the package so much. The problem was that they have, he wasn't going to cook the chardel on yontif. He wanted to go and take out the zera from the sharvitim. So you look at Rashi, two lines before the wide lines. Mal lefruche, down below, two lines before the wide line. Hasharvitim, sharvitim are the stalks of the chardel, of the mustard plant. Ulahoytia zera, lefruche means to go and break them open and take out the seeds, beyontif, maybe chew the seeds, like you chew other types of seeds, or maybe to cook the seeds. Anyway, Lahitz is there beyond it. Mishar beyond it. Kishchita ukebishon. That, of course, you're allowed to shech, you're allowed to cook. Oidilma, kim the efshemer beyond it. Why? The toilet is ishu. If you're going and breaking over the shavitim and taking out the seeds, then that's like threshing. And
it was still planted?
No. Not Machum the Kark. He has whole bundles of that.
So what's the problem?
Right, so he's saying you're allowed to go and shech an animal, so why should you be able to go and shech these chardalim and take out
the seeds? There's lots of things in baking bread you can't do on yontif.
But you want the seeds. It's like, like an orange.
You can't grind.
You can grind from before grinding. You cannot do.
You're not grinding. You can't grind.
There's certain things you can do on yontif you can't do on yontif.
Grinding is very difficult.
Sharvit by chardel is similar to the chaff by wheat and by barley.
Yeah.
To get the wheat and barley out,
it's a pot.
You can do it.
It's a pot.
Yeah.
Like an eye pot or your pot or somebody else's pot.
Peas in a pot.
Yeah. Good.
Grinding, I think.
How do you get them out during the week? Normally you take it to a granary and you have either people or the animals that tread on it and thresh it to go and get out the wheat from these curds. I never tried it. I'm not a farmer.
You're the farmer.
You go to the store.
The brother Shai knows everything.
It's out of vision.
You're from Peoria.
Aurora. No.
Peoria.
You need a machine, a special machine.
So we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment that the way you would normally do it, if you have your normal volume, you take it to a granary and you bring your animals and they thresh it and they thresh it and they thread and blah 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 until you get all the chaff off, and then you get out the kernels of wheat, and then you can make the wheat, and then you can crush it and grind it and make it into flour, etc., etc.
And feed would be the same question that also comes in pots.
Yeah, but
I'm not allowed to take out the feed.
Yeah, no, that you can, because you don't take peas to a granary for the animals to step on to get it out. It could be that outside the pods that we get in the store, it could be that it's wrapped in all other types of chaff, and there you do take that to a place where the animals step on it to get that chaff off. But the finished product that we have today,
it's more tilka here. We are talking about something that's more complex to
exactly.
It's
not a tilka. You do it through disha. You do it through threshing.
In the Seder Hapas, at what step and forward can you do the activity? What's the cutoff? You can't do ksira. You can't do all these other things. What point in Seder Hapas can you do on yantar?
You take flour and you mix it with the water and
you can't grind. You cannot grind.
Cannot grind.
Okay. No.
Because you can do it on erev yantar. Why should you do it on yantar?
Grinding, actually, toking.
Here we're talking about disha is threshing on a threshing floor. You go and take the tvua.
But that becomes great
before. You do that before. That has to be done erev yantar. So he wants to know, what about these chardalim, which apparently are similar to grain, that you also have to thresh them to get out the seeds? Are you allowed to do that on yantar? And he says, no. We are simply one. Now the fruchi will make them in either yantar. Oh yeah, be honest. I don't know. What means moilin malilois? Now look at the next Rashi. Moilin malilois, the dosh kal achar yadu. This is what David was suggesting before. Who says you have to go to a granary and make a threshing floor? Can't you just do it with your fingers? And the answer is, in small quantities, yes. You'll probably be busy with this for quite a while, trying to separate one from the other. But it's kal achar yad, because that's not normally the way you do it. Kalachiyan means in a secondary type of fashion. But Philip Shabbos loved deraisu. No one deraisu is kalachiyan. El midrabam, or beyond the legazer, because the yantav oichanavish, they said you can go and be moil, go and work it with your fingers up and down, back and forth, to get out the zera which is inside. But you're not allowed to be lefruche, you can't go and do it the normal way of threshing, you can do it with the fingers. Okay, as we look at it. Now we get off for a moment. We're not talking about Yom Tov, we're talking about Shabbos. You already did the Melilas. You already on Erev Shabbos, you put it through your fingers to remove the outside chaff. That work you already did, and now it's on Shabbos itself. To go and blow off the chaff, you put in your hand, you go to get all the psoilus off, and but don't put it into a fancy schmancy kli called a, which are sieves or sifters or whatever. That you cannot do, because that already looks like a real malacha, a vorer. Now we come to us. Same thing. You did it erev yontif. You can go and blow it on yontif. Those Rashi says are much larger kalim, because you don't normally just do small quantities. These are used for large quantities. So it looks like you're doing not only for yontif, it looks like you're doing already for post yontif. That you're not. Fine, that's the end of the price. So now Abai is medayik. In the second half of the price, the Moilim Alilois, May Erev Yontif in the Yontif Loi. You, Rava, said Moilim Alilois on Yontif. You see from the price, you can only Moilim Alilois on Erev Yontif. Well, no, I feel it's in the Yontif. Rava is right, you can do it in the Yontif too. I have done it Rashi, since Rashi said Moilim Alilois May Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos, you certainly can't do that. So therefore, they said, you know what? Used for consistency and style, he also talked about Erev Yontif. But really, what he's referring to is Yontif. I feel it's in the Yontif. By the Tana Rej, Erev Yontif, and the Sefer Nami, me Erev Yontif. Pray him or in Cain, what's in the true mission to claim our Ramasa. This part of Mitchell to be continued to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.